If you're looking for an ESPN podcast, you are in the wrong place. You are, in fact, listening to FW Presents, the anthology show for the Fire and Water Podcast Network. Welcome to our second superhero draft, this time featuring the Avengers. Let me introduce you to our marvelous general managers who will be making the picks tonight. First up, the man who has been searching Ohotmu for characters with fishnets, Ryan Daly.
I've actually been looking at Diana Rigg in fishnets, which I recommend all of us, you know, spend a moment or two doing that.
We also have somebody who's been looking for heroes with flaming heads, the irredeemable Shag.
You would think I'd be looking at someone like Frankie Ray or someone like that, right? But no, actually, I have been spending my time trying to size the right brown leather jacket for Eric O'Grady, the irredeemable Ant-Man. And true story, that's where I got the irredeemable nickname from. I totally stole it from the irredeemable Ant-Man comic book.
Our next wonderful participant is Sean Ross.
I've got a wonderful choice, too. He's just like the person I podcast about, but there's just one big difference, and I can't figure out what it is.
And don't worry, our network's bartender is serving up fantastic refreshments. Brett Young.
I brought the martinis and the shawarma, so I believe the Stark Foundation is covering this catering. If not, Shag will be sending you a bill, all right?
And making his draft debut here on the Fire and Water Network, some outsider named Tim Price.
Guys, I'm so glad you invited me to come on to the show. The last one was so much fun to listen to, so I'm going to first give that plug in there and soften you all up before I, you know, go for the throats. I'm pretty much known for trying to get outside the box in terms of my thinking here, so I'm sure by the end of the show, you'll all be saying, Tim doesn't know what he's doing at all.
All right, and my name's Paul Kien, and I have the special assignment to wrangle the other participants this time around. Regular listeners know that way back in February, the Fire and Water Network nearly broke the internet with our Justice League draft, which combined our comic book nerddom with the concept of a draft, normally used for fantasy football leagues. It proved pretty popular, so we're attempting another one, this time drafting Marvel characters to see who can form the best team of Avengers. The approach is going to be pretty much the same as last time, but with a few important differences. Let's go over the rules.
We are sticking with a 7-member team structure from last time, but there is a strong precedent for the Avengers comics. It was the limit that Henry Peter Gyrich, everyone's favorite government official, imposed when the government first started interfering with the Avengers in issue 181, but it was also the limit during the popular Busick Paris era. Now, we consider going with 6 members. You know, that has some historical precedent as well, but we decided to stick with 7 because that's just a more fun number. This is why each of us will draft characters to make our own 7-member lineup. The pool of heroes includes any of the extraordinary heroes from the Marvel Universe, not just the comics, but potentially the MCU or other media as well. Note that there is no requirement that the character have served as an Avenger in the past.
For the record, I wanted us to draft Cap's Kooky Quartet because I thought 4 members would make the show go faster. Anyway, with everything in mind, I am sure that you are all bracing for some of us to draft some eclectic, obscure, even preposterous heroes to our teams. After all, if Shag's Justice League draft is anything to go on, get ready to hear one of us say, really, Union Jack is in the second round?
Hey!
After all, we are talking about Earth's mightiest heroes. The Avengers needs a certain level of legitimacy. For the Justice League, we required that every team have a version of Superman and Batman on the team, a decision that many of our listeners found disagreeable, by the way. And then we went on to pick 5 others to round out the squad. For the Avengers, we are going to require that each team have only one of the Avengers' big 3, Captain America, Iron Man, and Thor. And to make it interesting, we will each draft a unique one of those 3 in the first round. More on that in a little bit. Then we will each select 6 other superheroes in the subsequent rounds.
Once one of us chooses a hero, say Dr. Druid, that character is off the board. No one else can select Dr. Druid after that.
No matter how much we may want to.
For legacy heroes, a specific version of that character is treated as distinct from the superhero names identified with more than one person. For example, Tim selects the Hulk. He must specify that he wants Amadeus Cho, not Bruce Banner. Then no one else can draft Amadeus Cho. But Bruce Banner and Red Hulk, etc., are still available. Think of it as the person is unique, not the hero identity. So for another example, if someone picks Hank Pym as Goliath, someone else can still pick Clint Barton or Bill Foster as Goliath, but not Hank Pym as Yellow Jacket.
But you may be asking yourself, as you do, what about the multiverse? You know, Marvel's history of the multiverse is certainly different from DC Comics, but it's got a long enough history with What If, and of course the MCU has even made it a centerpiece of the recent movies, for which we are all very thankful for. For the purposes of this draft, just like last time, alternate versions of a character are considered the same character. So for example, if Ryan picks Ultimate Spider-Man, the newer one, the one who's married to MJ with two kids, then no one else can have Peter Parker, even though he picked the alternate one. But Miles Morales and Ben Reilly and all the other Spider-Man characters are still fair game, but there's still only one Peter Parker.
So we'll each take turns drafting seven characters. Each one of us will have one selection per round, so the draft will last seven rounds. The order of the draft will follow the snake format, which sounds dirty, but really isn't, which means draft order reverses every round. The one who drafts first in round one drafts last in round two, and so forth. I really don't understand it because I'm not that smart, but I've been married for 29 years. I just do what I'm told.
That'll work. With regard to the big three, the requirement is that each of us take one of them in the first round. But again, there can be no duplicates. So if someone gets Tony Stark, Iron Man, or Thor Odinson, then someone else has to take Rhodey or Jane Foster Thor. Note that we do have a list of eligible Caps, Thors, and Iron Men. It has to be someone who had that role for at least a little while. Somebody who just wore the armor for one adventure is not eligible.
Now, we want to get you all involved. So after you've listened to this episode, go over to the gallery post to see a visual representation of each of our teams. Then visit the comments section on our website. So you're going to go to fireandwaterpodcast.com, look for this episode under FW Presents, and vote for your favorite team. Now, the goal here is for us to create a team that you want to read about. So vote for the team that would star in the comic you would be willing to buy every month. You got to part with your, I don't know, quarter, $3.99, whatever, right? So after all the comments are in, we're going to give you 4 weeks, okay? 4 weeks from the release date of this episode. We are then going to take all the listeners who voted. We're going to do a random drawing. And that listener is going to get a free t-shirt from our merch store on the website. No, it's not coming from Brett's closet. You're going to get a brand new shirt, I promise. Now, please note, because we're not giving away Philadelphia Eagle trash jerseys. So anyway.
How dare you.
Now, remember, the key is you have to vote in the comments section. So those of you right now who are voting on social media, not listening to me, you're not in the drawing. Vote on our website to be eligible.
All right. So that's pretty much the rules. Now we're going to talk about the draft order. We decided to make it a little exciting and not determine the order ahead of time. I have in my hot little hands the slipcase from my Marvel Comics mini books set that has the replicas of the little books that came in gumball machines in the 60s. So I'm going to reach into here and pick out the first.
But before you do that, just know, folks, this is going to be a random order. So what you're about to hear right now is five people hate one other person one at a time.
All right, here we go. Ready? First pick will be owned by Sean. Unbelievable.
Oh my God. This
two
is
drafts
rigged.
In a row.
Unbelievable.
Zatanna's coming off the board again.
All right. The next one is Ryan. Sean, then Ryan. The next one is Tim.
Woo!
Sean, Ryan, Tim. And then we have Brett.
Nice.
You can tell I didn't rig this.
I was going to say.
Don't worry, Paul. You'll be next. I'll be last. That's how this is going to work. One.
You're right, Paul.
Yeah.
And Shag is the last one. All right. So let me type that into my spreadsheet here.
So what this means is I have to go with A, B, C, D, E, a plan F, where I'm going to build what I guess, since I'm getting the last crap picks, I'm going to pick what I call the wrong Avengers is what I'm going to do.
But you get the first selection after we go
right
through the obligatory big three.
Exactly, actually, yeah.
I think the end of the order is actually better because, yeah, you might not get your first choice Thor, Cap, or Iron Man, but you're going to get the first pick of everybody else.
True, but I don't get my first five picks out of the big three. So I get stuck with whatever crappy Thor is left on the table.
Enjoy Frog Thor.
We all enjoy Frog Thor.
Exactly, that's true.
Especially with some barbecue sauce.
And let me just check here. Especially with some barbecue. Sorry, I just got that. All right, is everybody ready to begin? Yep. All right.
Ready?
Have you had enough time to think about it, Sean?
Yeah, I've got my spreadsheet open as well. Look, in the JLA draft, I threw you all a curveball. I took Zatanna with the first pick, which was the best pick of the draft. I mean, it's universally acknowledged. I am not going to be as creative or daring this time. There is no Avengers without Steve Rogers. Steve Rogers is the Avengers, so I'm taking the best Captain America off the board first.
Yeah, not a surprise.
Steve Rogers. Nope, no surprise here.
That was always going to be whoever went first was taking Steve Rogers.
With all of that preamble, you still screwed us, so it doesn't.
All right, Ryan, what is your pick?
This is tough. I'm having second. No, I'm not. Okay, I'm going to be obvious. I'm going to be basic, and I'm going to go with Iron Man, the Tony Stark version of Iron Man.
All righty. No problem. Tim?
Okay, well, I'm already going to go off the rails because I had my list of favorites already worked out and my top five. And yes, my number one is already taken, but nobody's taken my number two. So I'm going to choose Captain America, Sam Wilson.
Nice.
Yep, good choice. My second choice, too. All right, Brett, Pirate Cap.
No, I cannot believe this is like letting Saquon Barkley slip to the fourth pick. I am taking Thor, Odin's son.
All righty.
Martin Gray, Saquon Barkley is an American football player.
Well, ostensibly he is.
All right, here's mine. Beta Ray Bill.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Beta Ray Bill is my Thor character. And so, Shag, you are left with whatever remnants. What are you going to take for your Cap, Thor, or Iron Man?
As I dig through the scraps left on the table, I am very happy to pick Peggy Carter, Captain Carter.
Nice.
Nice.
Because every team needs a patriotic character and a leader. So there we go.
Okay. We are now ready to start the portion of the draft where we can pick any character. Remember, I'll remind our listeners, it does not have to be somebody who was an Avenger in the past. Although I suspect, most characters have.
At this point.
Shag, do you want to take the second pick in the next round?
Absolutely. Now, shouldn't we be starting this like in the 2025 Avengers draft pick?
Go ahead.
Shag chooses Deathcry. No, I'm kidding.
Okay, Deathcry. I'm putting
it's
it
like
in
chess. You picked up your finger.
I didn't take my finger off the piece yet. I picked the character who I can't believe you fools made it through the first round, but I'm going to pick his alternate identity of James Rhodes, War Machine.
Had I not had first pick, he would have been my pick.
I strongly considered picking James Rhodes as my Iron Man. It was between him and Tony, and ultimately the racist part of me won out.
So. I'm going to go with Captain Marvel, Monica Rambeau.
I thought Tim was going to take
it.
Her.
Ow.
That hurts.
Want to call her Captain Marvel in the white suit. I don't want any of the photon business.
Yeah. No, that's
Monica Rambeau.
Or Captain Monica is my affectionate nickname for her sometimes to keep it straight.
Oh, man.
And that's worth saying too, if we want to specifically identify like the era we would pick, like you're identifying like the traditional 80s Monica Rambeau, I think is what you're saying, right, Paul?
You got it.
Yep. Great like for me, pick. War Machine, I'm picking the black and white design, not when he was like a weird alien.
Not the
crap.
Alien armor.
Yeah. Monica was going to be my number one pick in these rounds if I had a chance.
Oh, so,
nice.
Well done. Well done. I know.
Yeah, we like that. All right, Brett.
This is all falling right into place. I am taking Clint Barton, Hawkeye. Eat it, Sean.
I knew he wouldn't be there when I
eat it, Ryan.
Yeah.
Really, in a snake draft like this, going last, actually, the later in the pick, the better, because those are the two characters I would have happily sacrificed anybody else for.
It worked out for me.
And next up, we have Mr. Tim.
I'm already having to start to think. That's not a good sign.
Yeah.
Just pick triathlon. We all know you're gonna.
I think I'm gonna go for characters got some flexibility and some unpredictability about their powers. So I'm gonna go for the Scarlet Witch, Wanda Maximoff.
Ooh.
Nice.
First crazy person selected.
It's appropriate for me.
Yeah. Brings us to Ryan.
Part of me really wants to draft Black Knight just to stick it to Sean. Just so he can.
Do it.
But I actually think this pick will stick it to him all the more because I suspect this would be the one that's left over.
Yep, just do it.
With the fifth pick in the second round of the 2025 Avengers draft, Ryan selects the Winsome Wasp, Van Dyne.
Just so you know, Ryan, being that I knew I was going to have the first pick of the round, if I didn't get a leader out of my group, I was absolutely going for Janna Van Dyne. She was going to be my pick.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She's on short list of leadership
people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's the leader of your squad, Ryan? Or is Tony?
We'll see where this shakes out. We'll see who else I get.
Okay.
Yeah, putting Tony in charge, that's a great idea.
If I really go out there and pick Fire Lord, maybe Fire Lord will be the leader.
Yeah. Well, Tony and Jan were co-leaders for a while
they
in
were
Busiek's
exam
era.
The Mighty Avengers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And she was also on my short. That's why I was really struggling, was do I go for Wanda or Jan? That was my, oh, that was my struggle there. But good, great pick.
I don't know what I did in a previous life, if it's all those hobos I killed in the 70s, but I don't know. This, like, this draft, all my favorite players. Are all my favorite all players. All my favorite.
Oh, Mr. Members. Complaining because he got the first pick. Sorry.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, I got Steve Rogers.
I got the best character to Marvel has.
I will
sorry.
Console myself with Chris Evans. So with the final pick of the second round of the Avengers draft, Sean goes for a little bit of godly goodness, and I'm going to take Hercules.
Whoa. Ooh.
That's a nice pick.
That's
a nice
way
one.
Too early.
Oh, no way. I needed a powerhouse. He's a
way
classic,
too early.
Man.
No, I thought if I didn't pick up a Thor, Hercules was on my yeah. list for that same reason.
He's on my short list.
But Herc never does anything little. But that's his true. Skirt is short.
Plus, I wanted somebody who would have sex with everybody on the team, regardless of gender or species or whatever.
That's actually how I'm building my team. Crystal's next.
That's perfect.
Okay, Crystal. Is that you?
No. Though I do have her written down.
I heard it.
I know. So with the first pick of the third round of the Avengers draft, I am going to take Dane Whitman, the Black Knight, because I need a science character. I need an awesome character. I need somebody who will, I don't know, pine away for some female, I don't, for the yet unnamed female character on my team, because it's kind of a sausage fest assemble. But I mean, I've got a guy with a shield, I've got a guy with a sword, and I've got a guy in a skirt. That's a good Saturday night.
Is he wearing a jacket in your incarnation?
He's got the chainmail, but he's got a jacket over it. He's got a lightsaber, he's got a sword. And he's got a beautiful head of hair.
That you see under that helmet every time.
Little Ultraverse in there for Shag.
Nice.
Next is Ryan.
This kills me because the character I really want to pick, I know, is not still going to be on the board in 9 picks from now. But I have to make amends for my racist comment before. So I am going with Prince T'Challa, the Black Panther.
Nice.
Or King T'Challa, I suppose.
Good pick.
And now we're up to Tim.
All right. Yeah, it's getting a little tricky now. One thing I got to get to is I got to get to a tank to have some muscle there. There's only one I can think of. Obvious choice. So yeah, for the round 3, I'm going to pick the sensational She-Hulk.
Oh, such a good pick.
That was the one on my list.
Fantastic pick.
It was between her and Black Panther.
Yeah, her and Hercules for me. Yeah, for my tank. Good choice.
My tank list is disappearing real quick.
Rage, man. Rage is right there.
That's true. Him and D-Man.
All right, Brett, it's up to you.
All right, this one's a little bit of a reach. I was hoping for another round, but I got to get some chicks on this team. So I'm going with Jessica Drew, Spider-Woman.
Oh, nice.
That's, as someone else told me, that manager just got fired. That's like a round 6 pick.
I mean, she's a longstanding Avenger. She's a Bendis Avenger, but she's a longstanding Avenger.
She was one of the women I wanted among.
She was a Skrull.
Oh, she was a Skrull.
Was a Skrull for a long
well, but
time.
She came back as the real Jess after 2 years.
Yeah, she
yeah,
came
two,
back.
3 years.
She had a baby and everything. She
stop
came.
Coming at me with facts.
And that was 20 years ago, guys. Oh my
god. Oh my god. That's messed up.
Ancient history.
Yeah. But to quote Johnny Storm, you never get rid of that Skrull stink.
Oh my god.
That was dirtier than I meant it to be, by the way. That's not what I meant.
I am going with the Vision.
You bastard. Ooh. I was one pick away from getting him.
Sorry.
That was literally who I was going for next. Okay, well.
You got 2 in a row now, Shags.
That's right. So to compliment Peggy Carter and James Rhodes, I am going to pick Natasha Romanoff, Black Widow.
That's an early pick. You may have gone 2 rounds early on her.
I'm shocked she hasn't been picked. Are you saying that that's too early for her?
I love Natasha. A little too early. A little too early.
She's one of the genuine Avengers.
I don't agree.
You're crazy. You are crazy.
A little too early.
She's an all-round Avenger, all-round character.
Then, since my tank list is getting very dry very quickly, I am going to pick Simon Williams, Wonder Man.
Nice.
Mm.
You have to call the costume.
Oh, yes.
You know, I'm not going to go with the red safari jacket like you want me to.
West Coast Avengers green and red. West Coast Avengers green and red.
I want his own solo series. The black shirtless
that's a good costume.
With the red one. W. He looks really cool.
That is his best costume, honestly.
I would have gone West Coast Avengers, but I hear you. That's fair.
Yep.
I'm going to go
Can I, Paul, just no pressure. You have the best team so far, I think, unassailably. So I need you to screw this pick up.
Yeah, please. Your team is pretty great. Pretty great.
I'm trying to figure out whether I've already got a couple of the ones I really wanted, but I am going to go with Shaggle. Love this. Cersei.
Oh, are you serious?
Not in a jacket, just in the green bathing suit with the white frilly stuff.
You okay, Paul? I mean, Brett, why aren't you jumping down his throat for that's a fourth great round pick?
That's a great pick, Paul.
It's a great pick.
Oh my
magic
God.
Leather jacket, illusions, for life.
Black Widow, way too soon. Cersei, that's perfect, Paul.
What
well
a bunch
done.
Of
good job.
What
buddy.
A bunch of crap.
Conflict on the team, and I have one other theme you'll see in a couple minutes.
What are you going to be crossing over with Sean's team? Because Black Knight's going to want to be sleeping with everybody, I guess.
It's my conduit to all the other teams.
Right?
All right. Next up is Brett.
All right. I'm still kind of searching for my leader on this team. I was thinking Hawkeye, but I don't think in this particular case I want to use him as the leader. So I'm going to go with Luke Cage.
Ooh, nice.
Nice.
If I couldn't get Wonder Man, Luke Cage was my pick.
Sweet.
So good call.
Christmas.
Yeah, I can't believe you didn't say Sweet Christmas. I'm thinking Luke Cage.
That's true. I didn't think about that. So I got the more muscle there. Plus, he ran the Bendis run. He was pretty much like the heart and soul of that team.
Yes, oh, yeah. Was.
Absolutely.
That was a great run. I know everybody likes the Perez run, which was awesome too, but Bendis was killing it for a few years there.
That was
a
great
run. He was. He was really, I was all in on that series. Yep.
The new Avengers were fantastic. I'll die in that hill. It was great.
Oh, yeah.
All right, next up, Mr. Tim.
Okay, in spite of Scarlet Witch's power, I need an energy character. Some blasting going on here in round four. Is it round four already? Goodness gracious.
It is the fourth round. You actually right smack fast. In the middle, Tim. Yeah, this
right
is the middle
pick.
It's
crazy. Yeah. Crazy. So, yeah, here we go. The middle pick is Captain Marvel, Carol Danvers.
Damn it.
Oh, nice pick.
Well done. That's my energy character, too. You suck.
Too bad you picked Black Widow first.
Okay, looking at...
Black Widow was on my list, though, so...
She had her own freaking movie. Like, she's a big deal. Like, in case you haven't noticed, she's kind of a big deal.
So did Carol.
She's been with the Avengers
Carol got two.
Since the Kooky Quartet. She wasn't officially an Avenger in the Kooky Quartet, but she's been with them since that long.
Brett knows I'm right. He won't stop because it's me.
And then there's the George Perez look. Oh, God. Oh,
oof.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oof. That's her best look. Yeah.
But anyway, we're talking about Carol Danvers, who is amazing.
There you go.
With her rebranding as Captain Marvel. Oh, just fantastic.
Very good. So, Ryan, what are you going to do to put these guys to shame?
Well, I do want a character with a kind of warrior aesthetic, and the Thors are taken, Black Knight and Hawkeye are taken. So I am going with Valkyrie, the classic Valkyrie.
Nice.
The
classic one, the Brunhilde.
Brunhilde,
yeah.
She's good on pick. My list.
That's a good
she
pick.
Is, she is on my list. Good job.
Very
I hate
good.
You.
That is a really good pick.
All right, Sean, you got the floor for two picks here, my man.
Ah, man. So I love my team, but I mean, I also love my team because it's the Roger Stern Avengers. So, you know, it's the best Avengers era, minus Janet. So I'm looking at what I need, right? I've got a leader. I've got the leader. I've got a tank. I've got a science slash warrior guy. I need a magic caster. I don't think I would have gone with Wanda because she's crazy. So I'm going to go a little, you're going to make fun of me, but it's okay. With the last pick of the fourth round of the Avengers draft, I'm going with Elizabeth Two Young Men, Talisman from Alpha
Whoa.
Flight. Now an Avenger. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is a deep cut.
That's my Tesla Strong moment of this draft.
That is absolutely.
Jack, you should be all over this. Strong. She's a great character.
I was just going to let Brett mouth off for a moment first, which he finally did. I love Talisman. I love Alpha Flight. She's a fantastic character, and she has absolutely no place in the Avengers.
Oh, my God. Oh, come on, man. She'll be an awesome Avenger. This is the pick that will win me the vote. I've got the Canada vote. I've got Siskoid and the girls are all over my team now, man.
She's so specific that Paul had to note from Alpha Flight on the notes here just to make sure people knew who she was.
Oh, man.
This is the omen pick of my omen pick.
I have no regrets. I needed a magic caster. She's one of my favorite characters.
And now you're going with Puck?
No, needs a little spotlight. Don't tempt me. I am tempted. No, so for my next pick, I need somebody who can handle a lot of different environments, kind of a tank, kind of an energy caster, and just an all-time classic Bronze Age character, I am going with Richard Rider, Nova.
Dang.
And he's been an Avenger. He was a
Secret
Avenger.
That's a good call. No, that's a solid pick.
Yeah. That's a good pick. He's a space guy, yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's a space guy. There you go. Pat on the head for you, Sean. Space guy.
I'm sorry I took Talisman off the board for you, Ryan.
Second rate Green Lantern style.
Oh, wow. Whoa. He's way better than Hal Jordan. I'll give you Kyle Rayner.
Anyway, yes. Ryan, what do you have next?
I love Ant-Man. I love anybody wearing the Ant-Man costume. But Hank Pym, I've already got two big brains in Tony and T'Challa. And there's baggage with him and Wasp, which for narrative purposes would be awesome. But I don't know if I need it because I'm not sure.
Going for readers.
I know. And I do. I like Scott too. But again, with the shrinking, there's already the duplication of the Wasp. So if I'm going to throw in ego, if I'm going to throw in baggage, if I'm going to throw in a little bit of crazy, I might as well throw in a tank too. And there's a powerhouse that's better than Giant Man. So I am going with Namor, the Submariner.
Good pick.
Nice pick.
That's a whole bunch of crazy right there.
Tim is up next with the third pick in the fifth round. Who do you got, Tim?
Yeah, as I'm thinking, I want to get a fighter. Sam's a good fighter, but he's filling mostly my leader role more than that. So I'm just looking at my list of fighters and who I've got here. Yeah, I'm going for my top one of my left of my fighter list since Valkyrie got taken by somebody. I'm going to go for Mockingbird.
Mockingbird. Oh, Tim Price. I'm going to cover you. Literally, I was holding off for my last pick on her. She's probably my favorite character. Good job, Tim.
Thank you.
All right, Brett, you got some muscle on your team.
I got some muscle. I got some energy too with Thor and a little bit with Spider-Woman there. So yeah, I want another fighter too, besides a brawler. So I'm going to go with the Deadly Fists of Shang-Chi.
Nice.
Ooh, yeah. Showing that everybody has been an Avenger. Yes, Shang-Chi has been an Avenger.
Believe it or not. Yeah.
But your last three picks, Brett, I mean, that's like that's awesome 70s Marvel right there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to go back to another 80s version of a 60s character, and I am going with many pocketed with tiny things in those pockets, Dr. Pym. Not Yellow Jacket, not Ant-Man.
The jumpsuit, Dr.
He's got the jumpsuit, Dr.
West Coast Avenger, Dr. Pym.
West Coast Avenger. He's my science guy. He's a little put off by Cersei's advances, you know.
That's a great pick.
You didn't want the version of him with the big long coat and the hat and the scarf where he was channeling Tom Baker?
Nope. I'm going with Dr. Pym. And then Shaq.
Man, everyone's picking the crazy people. Okay.
Gotta have some conflict on the team.
So I've already got my patriotic leader, who's also a bruiser, Captain Carter. I've got the technological wonder and war machine, who's also a great fighter. I've got an espionage person. Again, amazing fighter with Black Widow. Got the powerhouse of Wonder Man. So I need a scientist. And if I'm going to have Wonder Man on the team, I'm going to pick Hank McCoy, Beast.
Yeah,
That's a good one.
If I had gotten Wonder Man, that's who I would have picked too. That's a great combo there.
They're a package deal, so yeah.
Then for the sixth round, look how quick this has gone, so much faster with Paul running things. in the sixth round of the Fire and Water Avengers, I'm going to kick it off with, I need a mystical character. Well, I was going to say all the good ones are gone, but no, not really. They all suck. So I'm going to go a little sidestep to the left. We're in round six, so I think Brett won't get in my case too much for picking a little bit of an unusual one. I'm going to pick Wong as my mystic character.
Wow. Interesting.
Yes. Movie version Wong, much more interesting than the comic version?
I got to do that stupid collage later. I'll have to decide later. But it's either going to be the comic version or the movie version. I don't know, whatever. But it's the iconic Wong.
All right. I'm going to go for a little more drama and sexual tension in mine and picking Moondragon.
You are crazy pants.
Wow.
That is crazy.
That's like picking Silverclaw. That's nuts.
She's very powerful.
I loved her in Star Trek the movie, but you had my favorite team so far, Paul, and you just, I mean, wow. Yeah, this is a Moondragon.
You tanked it.
I didn't say she was a likable character. Huh?
You were correct on that.
Wow. Who are we up to? Brett. Yep. What did you got?
All right, well, still kind of need some brains on this team. We're a little lacking in that, and I should really get another female on this team, too. So I am going sort of brains and bronze, because I assume she can bring him with her. I'm going Moon Girl and Devil Dinosaur.
Oh, wow.
Oh, interesting.
Does the dinosaur come with her? I guess it has to, right?
Better. If it doesn't, I'm not taking it.
Yeah, it's got to.
Yeah, it's fair.
Yeah, okay. Fair enough.
We'll allow it. Britt's allowed to cheat.
You know, she can only serve for 3 hours a day. Child labor laws, man. You can't.
Every other issue, maybe.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, she can.
Hey, they kicked Rage out for being underaged. Come on.
And you gave me a
but
hard
I'll allow
time.
This. I'll allow this.
And you gave me a hard time for picking Jesse Quick? Seriously?
She has a red Tyrannosaurus Rex with her, Chad.
That is cool. Tim's gone. 1, 2, 3, 4 female characters in a row.
I know. My team is awesome. That is just like when I was thinking about my favorite characters, this is who comes up. Seriously. This is the kind of Avengers I feel like. I feel like it's billed as an all-star team, but it's not really. It's from Cap's Kooky Quartet on forward. It's always building and bringing teammates to make a great squad. So yeah, this is my squad. I love it. But I am going to mix it up a little bit. I need to get a better stealth character in this group to handle the sneakiness. So yeah, with that, I'm going to pick Nightcrawler, Kurt Wagner.
Oh,
whoa. Interesting.
Nice. Love it.
Who, to my knowledge, has actually never been an Avenger as
I don't
far
believe
as
so.
I know.
Yeah,
I don't think so.
Maybe the only one, yeah.
Beast doesn't count. That's the first pure X-Men that we got. So interesting pick. Like it. Brian.
Well, Sean took Captain America right off the bat with Steve, and I did want somebody in the patriotic vein. And I'm not going to go with U.S. Agent because, what am I, David Gallagher? I don't like that character.
Oh, wow.
Instead, I am going with somebody who wore a version of Captain America's costume and wielded the shield, but he also had a cool Rambo headband in the 90s. I am going with Vance Astro as Major Victory from the 90s Guardians of the Galaxy.
Nice.
Oh,
well picked. That is on my wild card list. Absolutely. If I did not get a Captain America pick, that was going to be one of my choices.
Wow. Sean, your last two picks. This is the last pick of the sixth round. What are you going to dazzle us with at this? Oh, I didn't want to give it away.
I'm not going Allison Blair. I'm not. So with the final pick of the sixth round of the Avengers draft, I'm powerful. Hercules, Nova, I've got magic covered. Two ways with Black Knight also, and science. And I need kind of a wild card. There is a character in the early 2000s who was promised to be a future Avenger, and it kind of panned out, kind of didn't, but it's a character I think deserves a lot more. She was the main character of another book and deserves a chance at a real redemption. I'm going to pick Songbird.
Oh, well done.
Nice.
Wait, is that the one? That's the one from the Thunderbolts.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes.
And in Avengers Forever, she gets selected as one of the time-crossed team.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And she's like a great Avenger from her era. Then it never really fully pans out. So I've always had a little spot in my brain where I wish a writer would come in and bring her in. So that's Songbird. So it's me again, right? So with the first pick of the final round of the Avengers draft, there's so many places to go. Tim kind of threw the door open. I wasn't going to go X-Men. I mean, as far as I went, Talisman, mostly Alpha Flight, but most people just don't know her. So I felt like I was okay. Now Tim threw the X-Men door open. It's tempting. I want, though, like Tim, I do believe the best Avengers teams are a mix of sort of lead characters and side characters who can have real development. And
you have all side characters except for Cap, right?
Well, Nova's had his own book several times. No, but you're right. But this character is a side character, though he did lead his own book for a year, which is more than many can say. I am going to, with the final pick of my draft, I am going to select Crystar, the Crystal Warrior.
Oh, wow.
That's terrible.
Man,
that is terrible.
That is another Alpha Flight related pick right there.
Oh, this is a great pick. It was either him or US-1. This was a great pick.
Alpha Flight guest starred in Crystar. That's why I'm saying
they
that.
They did.
And they miscolored Aurora and Northstar.
Did I spell Crystar right?
Nobody cares.
Picture it if it's a stripper. That's exactly how it's spelled.
All right. Ryan, you got to be able to do better than that.
Oh, come on.
I want to top that. So I'm thinking about Rom. I'm thinking about Conan.
Yeah.
Of different directions.
Yeah, Bug yeah. from Micronauts. Yeah. I think the Mad Balls are still available.
You know, Spider-Man appeared in issue 3 of the Transformers. So if the Transformers were on the team, like, I could have Optimus as my last one.
Starscream.
Bumblebee.
The last call is between two, and they're similar. I am going to go with Ms. Marvel, Kamala Khan.
Nice.
Oh, that's
nice. Fun.
Great choice.
All right, Tim, who's your last?
Oh, man. Going through my list of who I have here, it's like I've got some pretty great balance. And I got my brain actually a Mockingbird also. Bobby is underused as a scientist, but she is one.
She did marry Hawkeye. She can't be that smart.
You know, the heart wants what the heart wants.
I thought she was an S.H.I.E.L.D. agent.
And she was a scientist first.
I guess she was a scientist in the way back in like Kazar or something, right?
They brought it back. They also brought it back in a miniseries featuring the two of them.
Ah, okay.
So I made sure point about that. So I got her covered for the science side. I need a scrapper. I need somebody who's really going to be dangerous and mix things up. That's what I need. So I'm going to go with X-23 Laura Wolverine.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Nice. You got two X-Men on your team now.
Oh, yeah.
And you just left Silver Claw sitting there on the table. Unbelievable.
I don't see it in your column there, Shag.
I still got one pick to go.
Uh-huh. But Deathcry and Silver Claw can't fit in one square.
All right, Brett, who are you going to end up with?
All right. For my last pick, I am taking Ghost Rider.
Ooh,
but not nice. Just any Ghost Rider. I'm going with one that's only appeared about four times. This is Chief Hellhawk. So he's a Native American Ghost Rider. He uses a knife, a hatchet, and a bow with hellfire arrows, and he rides a flaming horse.
That's
awesome. Wow, very cool.
Nice.
I don't even know that character. That's
so
really
yeah, it's
cool.
Like one. Ghost Rider, Chief Hellhawk. Yes.
Is that right? That I have in the square?
Yes. Hellhawk is one word, yes.
Are you afraid of a dinosaur and the horse not getting along, though?
Got all kinds of creatures going on. They're all going to be on
stables.
A pirate ship.
We'll keep them on opposite sides of the team picture.
Yeah, this is like the Seven Soldiers of Victory. You're like squeezing in extra members with animals and stuff. Like, over. It just doesn't seem right.
A lot of it.
Two left that I could pick from, both of whom I would be happy to have. But I'm going to go with a little more tension. I'm going with Sif. As
nice.
My
oh, there you go.
Wow, so...
wow.
That's okay. A good choice.
Walt Simonson version to go along with Beta Ray Bill. Sif, when they went off together to look for Beta Ray Bill's people. So that's who I'm going with. Sif.
So you have Cersei is going to be trying to woo Beta Ray Bill away from Cersei.
Wait till you get to my justification. I got all kinds of.
Okay. All right. All right.
All right. So this is the final pick of the whole draft. Brett, what's this called in draft stuff? I forgot.
Well, Mr. Irrelevant. Yes.
Mr. Irrelevant. Okay. So I'm sitting here. I've got a tremendous powerful group. I mean, I've got War Machine. I've got Wonder Man. I've got Wong. I've got Captain Carter. I've got a lot of power on the team. I've got science. I've got magic. I've got all, you know, all the fighters, everything I need. So really, it's quite balanced. So really, I'm down to the wild card sort of phase. And I do like a team where they have a younger character. And I looked at sort of the Avengers makeup and, you know, Janet Van Dyne's gone. She's one of the classic characters. Hank Pym is gone. So where can I go here? So I'm going to go with Miss Irrelevant, I guess, by naming Cassie Lang Stature.
Nice.
Oh,
that's a good pick.
Go.
I thought about
it.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Yes, it is.
She gives you the size-changing powers. That's a staple of the Avengers. That's
exactly.
Right.
So that's I figured I needed that. She's a great character. And there we go.
Well, last time we did a wild card where if anybody wanted to switch out one of their characters for anybody who's not been taken, we'll go back in reverse order. Shag, do you have anybody you want to switch out for anybody left?
I mean, Star Fox is still on the table. So, are you kidding? I got the best team here. I'm good. Thank you.
I'm good as well. Brett?
Yeah, you know, as much as I like dinosaurs, I don't know if I want a kid on the team. So I'm gonna switch Moon Girl out for Shauna the She-Devil instead of Moon Girl.
Oh, I like that. Okay, that's cool.
She's on my list.
Moon Girl and Devil Dinosaur was a little redundant. You already had, you know, Ghost Rider riding his flaming horse. Jessica Drew riding Hawkeye. You know, you got all that.
Whoa!
You have the all-time drawn by John Buscema in a black and white Marvel magazine team. Like,
pretty much, yeah.
All right, Tim, anybody you want to switch out? Are you good?
No, I am good. I have my A-Force. I am ready to roll.
All right, Ryan.
Assuming you don't want to trade Monica Rambeau for somebody on that list.
I do not.
My last pick, I was thinking about Gwen Stacy as Spider-Gwen, just because I love her costume.
Yeah,
and I love the energy that she would bring, but I had to go with Kamal instead.
Fair enough.
So I am going to make a switch.
Yeah. Get rid of Kristoff.
Get rid of Kristoff.
Yeah. So look,
get rid
I
of
liked,
Steve Rogers.
I like
you
yeah,
can
no
own
kidding.
Your mistake. It's fine. Just
I liked
else.
The idea. Well, look, it was a fun 12 issue series. I liked the idea of giving him some shine, but I've already got a guy with a sword. So I regretted it. And actually, many of you talked about having like a younger sort of gateway character. And this character has carried her own series multiple times, but still doesn't get the shine she deserves. So I'm going to go with Cindy Moon Silk. So we got a spider character in there.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Spider character, yeah, okay.
She's got Peter Parker all worked up.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Nobody took Spider-Man and nobody took the Hulk.
And nobody took Doctor Strange.
I had Doctor Strange, but I just couldn't pull the trigger on a magic character. Ghost Rider's as close as I could get.
You notice I took Wong over Doctor Strange. There's a reason.
Yeah. I took Talisman over Doctor Strange.
Okay, so now let's go around the horn, talk about some things like what surprised you about maybe some what somebody else picked or what you picked. What characters did you really want that you couldn't get? So let's just talk about sort of our impressions of the draft before we get to why your team's the best. So let's start with our guest, Tim. What surprised you about this process, Tim? This is the first time you've been through it.
Well, first off, it's great fun because it's like also just seeing how we're all thinking. It's a real challenge to kind of make gauge like, okay, which character do I guess here? It's like, well, I kind of wanted this one sooner, but oh, if I don't get this one, someone else might snatch them. Remember? So that was a really big challenge. Scarlet Witch. That's why I got her as early as I did. Yeah, I think Sean picking Talisman for his fourth pick, that was a big surprise. Because that was like a very much an out of left field character. I mean, I like her a lot, but I don't see her as an Avenger. Her power is effective, but mostly against other magic users, which is not often the Avengers bag. It was a wild pick to be seeing right away.
Sean, do you have a response?
Look, she has a giant headband and she fights in heels. That's all you need. No, I get that that's a
so
weird
So she's
pick.
Olivia Newton-John. Got it.
Yeah, exactly.
She's got a boob window, so she's from Earth 2.
Oh. The thing I want to point out to all of you as we are looking at the scope of our choices on the screen here is that you all are mocking my Talisman pick, but I was the last pick of a round and then the first, and the Talisman pick triggers you all got weird after that pick. We were all lockstep. Steve, Thor, Iron Man, Monica Rambeau, we were all Stern Avengers. And then I threw Talisman down, and the next thing I know, we're getting Shaun of the She-Devil, we're getting freaking Moondragon, we're getting X-23. I mean, so I just want to say, as much as you mock my Talisman pick, it broke the draft open, so I'm proud of it. But I stand by the pick.
But was that really because of you picking it, or just because we were reaching the fourth? The fifth picks.
No,
Sean.
No, it was I all. Mean,
the
it was
fifth and sixth picks, Sean.
Do not doubt the power of Canada or of John Byrne.
So, Brett, what about you?
There were a few surprises. You know, I knew Sean would have some out of the box nonsense. I knew Ryan would have a plan behind his. I'm interested to find out about. Shag picking Wong is like picking Alfred instead of Batman, basically. He's going to be really helpful.
I guess the Sorcerer everyone, Supreme.
Yeah, I guess if everybody needs coffee during the fight, he's all set.
That's
awesome. So I don't know if any surprises you mean.
Yeah.
Like Ryan getting Valkyrie. I had her on my list and I was planning on taking her later, so that one surprised me.
She would have filled your big barter role. You paid big barter the last time around.
Yes, yes, I did. Yeah, especially after She-Hulk went so quickly. You know, I guess Tim took her pretty early. So I don't know. Besides, you know, some terrible picks by Sean and Shag, I didn't see anything particularly that was surprising. Maybe Cersei. Paul taking Cersei in the fourth
That's
round
a great pick,
a
Paul.
As well.
Don't let him disparage you. That's a great pick.
I know. I told him at the time. I thought it was a great pick. So.
Ryan, how about you?
Funny that Brett said he suspected I had a plan, because my approach to this one was very different. For the Justice League draft, I told you guys I prepared, I had like seven different lists with different combos and different things. And of course, it all pretty much got blown up right away because this is how it was done. So with this one, I was like, I don't know what order I'm going to be drafting. It could be anything. And I know somehow I'm going to get screwed over with every round or something like that, which was consistent. So my plan for this one was Napoleon's battle plan, which is first we show up, then we see what happens. So really it was just like, okay, who's the best one available? The strategy in this one, I could kind of piecemeal a narrative in my mind as I was going along. And I kind of picked characters sometimes based on chemistry, sometimes based on iconic status because it is the Avengers. So I just like with the Justice League, I wasn't going to go too far afield. Yeah, there were some oddballs on the list that I didn't get to. I knew Steve Rogers was going to be the first one to go, and the fact that it was Sean. I knew if I wasn't picking right away in the second round, I counted on Monica, Hawkeye, and She-Hulk all being taken before I got to them. So.
Shag, anything you want to say about this?
First off, knew the moment you announced how the draft order was going to work that I was going to be sixth. I just knew that was going to be. Once you actually drew out of the thing, I'm like, okay, great. I'm going to get stuck with like John Walker as my Captain America or something, right? So I literally thought I was going to have to pick like him and Swordsman and like Eric O'Grady, the irredeemable Ant-Man, and have just a terrible team. But then, of course, Sean is going to go first because that seems to be our pattern for these drafts. He picks the best character, and then the rest of his team is complete garbage. So that's just kind of weird. There was a few surprises against Cersei's, a very out of curveball major victory. I thought would be a round seven pick by me, not something that Ryan. Again, the fact that Ryan didn't pick Jane Foster Thor threw every expectation I had out. Like I was like, really? I totally expected that, Ryan. Yeah, I think, you know, at the end of the day, my team's the best, and the rest is, you know, moderate. You guys are like Secret Avengers level, maybe, or like Mighty Avengers, but you're not the Avengers. That's my team.
Now I want to go, we're calling it the honorary Tesla Strong Rule. What pick was your deepest cut that didn't make the roster? Who would have been your eighth round pick? Start with you, Shag.
Well, I have a few, so I'll rattle them off fairly quickly. Because I got Wong, so I didn't. Because, by the way, Doctor Strange sucks. He's the worst. Since I had my magic card, I didn't have to go to my backup, which was going to be Wiccan, Billy
Oh,
Kaplan.
nice.
Which was going to be, again, it would also qualify as my younger character. The two other younger characters, or three other younger characters I identified, if I didn't get a patriotic character, then I got Captain Carter. I was going to go with American Dream, who is Shannon Carter from the MC2, if you guys remember her
Yes.
from the Spider-Girl world.
Oh, yes.
Then, and this was just for Sean, because I just wanted to take it and rub his face into it. I was ready to pick Crusader, who is Sarah. There, he knows. Sarah Rogers from the What If
Nice.
Secret Wars 25 years later story, the story where
Wow.
Captain
Excellent.
America and Rogue had a child named the Crusader. I was ready to pick her as well. And then my last wild card pick could have potentially been, if I didn't have any travel ability, would have been Lightspeed, Julie Powerman.
Oh, that was mine. That was literally my last cut.
That's a good one. Who else do you have, Sean?
So I was going to have a power kid. I was either going to have Julie or Alex. And I was like, you know, Alex powered.
Nice.
G-Force or Jack, actually. Any of those three, Katie's a little young. So, any of those three, I was going to definitely have a Power Pack kid. Lightspeed is where I ended because she actually is Avengers. She actually is a member of the Avengers in some of those offshoot books. So, that was where I was going to go there. I thought long and hard about Kitty Pryde and Danny Moonstar. If I hadn't gotten Cap for, if I hadn't gotten the first pick and I needed a leader, I knew Janet was going to go. It was going to be Cap or Janet. I knew they were going to go, or Monica Rambeau. It would have been Kitty Pryde or Danny Moonstar in my leadership slot. And then I do have to say, Paul, you guys are all mocking me, but actually, Paul, you are kind of the reason I went left field. I had Cersei lined up for my magic character. I was like, there's no way anybody's taking her. No one's, it's going to be me and Shag in the seventh round. And so when you took Cersei, it threw me for such a loop that I was like, who's another magic user that I really love? And so that's where Talisman kind of came from. So yeah, just had you not picked her, she would have been in that slot.
Just as an aside, what does Cersei, I don't even know what her powers really were or are.
She makes people want to sleep with her.
All right, well, she doesn't need powers for that. I mean, does she have like actual powers?
She has transmutation powers. If you remember
Okay.
the Circe of the Odyssey,
The Odyssey, yeah.
who transforms men into pigs, that's part of her gig.
Similar to Wonder Woman Cersei. All the Eternals were named after those sort of legendary. There's Zuras for Zeus, Athena for Athena, Icarus, Icarus.
Athena,
She's the only good
Makari.
Eternal. She's literally the only good
Yeah,
Eternal.
none of the other ones are of
Are
much
memorable.
interest to me.
Yeah.
And then there's one, but I keep forgetting who he is.
It's
Oh, it's the
Gilgamesh.
forgotten one.
You
It's the
forgot
forgotten one.
Gilgamesh.
Yeah. That's what.
Gilgamesh, the forgotten one.
All right.
I was tempted with Crystal too, just because I love that leather jacket Avengers era, but I couldn't put her and the Black Knight on the same team. There would just they would never show up for roll call.
When I was looking for power, I did consider Quasar, but I thought Brett would make fun of me, so I was scared of that.
I would.
I had Quasar on my list. My first three picks, I was able to get a lot of power. I'm surprised nobody picked Ben Grimm. He was, you know, West Coast Avenger. He could have been a good Avenger. I wanted some power, cosmic stuff, and drama. And I got drama in spades. There's so many drama-filled characters like Star Fox. Jocasta, you know, Tigra. Oh,
yeah.
You know, all those characters. So I had a long list of those kind of characters. But how about you, Brett? Who is your deep cuts?
I had to. One guy I really wanted to get on the team, and I just didn't. I ran out of picks. Was Brother Voodoo.
Really
God. With that magic rule of yours.
Yeah, well, you know, it's voodoo, so it's a little, I don't know, it sounds cooler, you know.
And he was kind of, sort of an Avenger during Bendis' run.
Yes, he was. I'm looking at my team now. It's almost all people that are on the team during the Bendis run. So I guess, obviously, that's loom large in my head. So that was one. And then the other one was a Western character. But I'm going to mention him when we talk about the whole setup. For like, you know, who they fight and everything like that.
Who didn't I get to? Tim, how about you? Deep cuts?
One of them was the Thor of the future. He was actually like number three on my list, but I think I probably would have gone for Beta Ray Bill before him if in the anchor slot, if he'd been available. But I wanted either Sam or Steve first up. Sure. Because also he's like a rookie Thor, which kind of is like Thunderstrike, but then he's also like a fish out of water in the past sort of character. So that's always kind of fun. Other ones I was going to pull up was Danny Ketch as Ghost Rider. He was on my list. Rocket Raccoon for a brain, put the Invisible Woman down there, and yes, Squirrel Girl.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's good. That's clever.
Ryan, did we get yours?
Yeah, I really like the Nightcrawler pick, Tim, because I wish I had thought of that, because I was trying to figure out an X-Men character to put on my list, an X-Men who wasn't associated with the Avengers. I thought about Iceman. I had Iceman in consideration for a while, but end up going a different direction. Most of my list ended up being brawlers and fighters, not many energy casters, no magic people, really, so to speak. I'll confess, I thought about this morning, what if I did like an Avengers of the Night team, and it was just Werewolf by Night, Morbius, Damon Hellstrom, Brother Voodoo, Man-Thing, that type of thing. And then I was like, that would be really cool. And I don't think anybody would pick those before I got to them. But that's not an Avengers team. And it would be something where Marvel would just slap the name Avengers on a non-Avengers book in order to sell it. And I hate that. So I was like, I'm going to end up hating my own premise. I can't do that. So, but that was a thought.
As long as it's not Avengers After Dark.
No, that's my sexy
team. That's my team.
I was going to say, Paul, that was Cersei's almost your team, Paul. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything else anybody wants to say before we get to the pitch to our listeners about why your team's the best and why they should vote for you? Anybody have anything they want to say about their own team or anybody else's?
I do have to say, Paul, your team, pick after pick, I was, this is right where I live. Even the Sif pick I loved. If you just didn't make that Moondragon pick, I would be ruling over your team. Basically Cersei, Dr. Pym, and Moondragon, it's Avengers of the Free Clinic. But other than those, like, there's so much drama here, but it's such a great team. Anybody but Moondragon in that slot, and I would be like, yeah, I give up. Your team's the best.
That's the reaction I was hoping for. All right, why don't we make our pitches? Let's go in order of the draft. So, Sean, do you want to tell the listeners what the setup is for your team and why you think this should be the best-selling mag in Marvel history?
So I, along with Tim, am probably the biggest fan ever of the Roger Stern Avengers run. It's my favorite Avengers run. I think it's the best Avengers run of all time. Stern is just unassailable, and he's one of my favorite writers of all time, but in particular, that Avengers run. And one of the things that people often forget about him is that he was part of Avengers Forever. It was him and Busick, and then Carlos Pacheco on art. I love Avengers Forever because it's this sort of disparate time loss group put together by Immortus to fight Kang and all those shenanigans. And we're not going to get a Kang movie in the Marvel Universe, and that's okay. He's not my favorite character, but I was like, well, let's give the people a Kang story. And so my team is put together for a series called Avengers Forever Ever. And that. And so it is a time lost group plucked from different periods of the Avengers. And that's where members like Talisman and Silk come in, because they are future Avengers who are in the future, are established. And so I like this mix of characters. I like having stalwarts like Cap and Hercules and the Black Knight, though not necessarily from the eras you would think. I like a really grizzled Nova. I've been through the Annihilation Wars. I'm burned out Nova.
So you don't want teenage Nova. You want the
I don't believe in life anymore Nova. And then Silk actually is my gateway character. So I liked this mix. I think it's a really adaptive group. I think they could face off all the many things in time and space that Kang would put them through. So yeah, this was my sequel to Avengers Forever.
Excellent.
And if any of you expected to hear Kanye West lyrics in today's
episode.
No,
Outkast. Outkast, man.
It's Outkast.
Wasn't it?
Forever.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking.
Wait, is that a reference to my show?
It is, yeah.
I think Kanye sampled
Outcasters with a K.
Yeah, your episode on Caroline was one of my favorites, Tim.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it.
So, Ryan, how about you? What's your pitch?
Essentially, I'm a mark for kind of like the Avengers fighting aliens. I love the Kree-Skrull War. I love in the first Avengers movie when they have this Chitauri race that they have to fight back. So I would have a story where this alien race comes to Earth seeking asylum. They're refugees. Their race has been obliterated by the Badoon, this other alien race that's kind of coming down. This new species, brand new. Nobody's ever heard of them, but they're coming to Earth seeking help, seeking aid from Earth's mightiest heroes. So a whole bunch of heroes go out into space to fight the Badoon and like save these people and rescue them. And then most of my characters, like for whatever reason, Tony and Janet and T'Challa, Kamala, they're left behind on Earth. And a time-traveling Vance Astro comes back to tell them, oh, hey, by the way, the Badoon aren't the conquering race that is enslaving the species. They're actually the slaves, and the species that has come to you asking for asylum are the bad guys.
Oh,
and
nice.
It turns out that these refugees are actually just sleeper agents to infiltrate and basically shut down all of Earth's defenses from the inside. And then that's their way of conquering Earth. And it's left to these last few Avengers to fight them off and wait for the rest of the heroes to come back from space.
Gotcha. You know, one of the things I didn't say, do you have a creative team, either past or present or future? Or Sean, if you have one, dig it out. I forgot to ask.
John Buscema is the best Avengers artist, so I would have him. Roy Thomas created all the characters on my list, so I feel like he should probably be first.
Good point.
Took a second for that to hit. That was really funny.
Speaking of the characters, one of the things we should be doing is we should be reminding the audience who all our characters are. Because like we're all looking at a spreadsheet right now, which is handy.
Oh, yeah.
They're driving their cars. So why don't we remind people as we go through?
Okay, yeah. So I was thinking about this also as I went along. Because I've got three really big egos on my team with Tony Stark, Black Panther, and Namor.
Who weren't exactly friendly in the first place, the latter two.
Right. Yeah. And with them vying for attention and, you know, having their, not even going to use a blue phrase, the competition to see, you know, who's, I would actually have Janet would step up and she'd be the one to say, no, this is what we're going to do. And Janet would be my leader.
Yep.
And I also have Major Victory and Valkyrie and Ms. Marvel, Kamala Khan.
Yeah, my team was Captain America, Steve Rogers, Hercules, Dane Whitman, Black Knight, Talisman from Alpha Flight, Nova, Richard Rider, Songbird, Silk. My creative team would be Roger Stern, best Avengers writer ever, and Dan Mora, who is the best current penciler in the business.
Steve picked my artist. Good pick. All right, Tim, tell us your pitch.
Okay, so we have Sam Wilson, Captain America, the Scarlet Witch, She-Hulk. Our Captain Marvel is Carol Danvers, Mockingbird, Nightcrawler, and X-23. Sean already knows that, yes, I'm also want to pick Roger Stern because it's Roger Stern.
You can. He can write more than one book.
And since we're going to do that, I'm going to bring in John Byrne as well. Stern and Byrne to bring on this team to life. One little known thing for X-23 is that she also was in Avengers Academy for quite a while. Mm-hmm. So she's a crossover character as well, which is really great fun. I see the Avengers always having two major foes. One is whatever the supervillains are, and two is public opinion. And they always have to fight public opinion, don't they? A lineup like I have is definitely going to make some people who might not feel woke or awake or something, they might not like this lineup of the Avengers very much. And you know what? They can suck it. So that's what this team is for. They're here to kick ass and take names and shout down to haters. But I will say that whenever you think of the Avengers, my primary supervillain always is Ultron. He is the implacable, indestructible monster. And I see this team being able to handle him from all angles because we have Scarlet Witch bringing the magic. We have She-Hulk bringing some muscle, Captain Marvel energy, got some smarts and leadership going on. Nightcrawler can do the oddball things that Ultron can't handle. And we have friggin' adamantium claws coming from X-23. So yeah, this is a team that can take on as many Ultrons as they bring together.
Excellent. Thank you, Tim. All right, Brett, your turn.
Okay, so my team, which I'll name in a minute, similar to Sean, my story revolves around Kang as well. Basically, what Kang does is he goes to Tombstone, Arizona in the late 1800s in order to rebuild the time stream to rule an army of Nazi vampires. So he brings with him MODOK just so I can see him in like a giant novelty-sized cowboy hat.
Awesome. So awesome.
Then he's got Baron Blood. You remember him from the Invaders, the Nazi vampire.
Yes.
Warrior Woman, the Nazi Iranian invaders, which everybody kind of feels funny of how they should feel about her. And then this guy, Ace Turnbull. Now, Ace Turnbull was a sort of a thief and an arch enemy of the Two-Gun Kid back in the 1800s. So he's there to sort of be Kang's like front man to sell out the town folk and everything. So the Two-Gun Kid discovers that the town is being taken over by fascist vampires and discovers Kang's secret hideout in the back of the town saloon. He infiltrates it. He's able to get out a signal to the Avengers through Kang's time tech, you know, which is sort of connected to the Avengers because he's always hyper fixated on the Avengers. And right as he's about to do it, Baron Blood discovers him. So the Two-Gun Kid got his six shooter, fires off six shots, hitting six gems that are on the computer panel. And that transports six of the Avengers to Tombstone, Arizona in 1885 to stop Kang and his army of Nazi vampires. The people he transports are Thor, Hawkeye, Jessica Drew, Spider-Woman, Luke Cage, Shang-Chi, Shanna the She-Devil, and then the Ghost Rider Chief Hellhawk, who again, he's riding a flaming horse. He's a Ghost Rider and he fires flaming hell arrows. So how can you go wrong? He's already in that time period. So he is drawn there by just the aura of evil around there. So basically, a lot of us who sort of inspired, I know some of you grandpas haven't read a book since like 1985, but this was sort of inspired by Blood Hunt, which was an event last year in Marvel. It was written by Jed MacKay with art by Pepe Larraz. So I would just run with those two guys. And this is just going to be an all-out war of the Avengers, just pounding the shit out of vampires and Nazis. So it's just going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be bloody. It's going to be crazy. You got Hawkeye with his arrows. You got Thor. You got some heavy hitters to kind of take on Kang himself and some of the other, you know, Warrior Woman and MODOK and stuff like that. But then you got guys like Shang-Chi and Hawkeye and Shanna who are just going to be there in the middle of it, just tearing people apart. So it'll be a lot of fun.
Man.
Wow.
I want to read that book.
You bring the most backstory to these things, Brad, and the setting. So I went with a little bit of setting. So my team, to remind everybody, consists of Beta Ray Bill, Monica Rambeau, Captain Marvel, The Vision, Cersei, Dr. Pym, Moondragon, Sean's favorite, and Sif. My title of my book is Cosmic Avengers. And they are actually trapped in another galaxy and they're living on Ship from X-Factor.
Nice.
Extension Ship, who I thought briefly about actually making a pick as my seventh pick. But then I'm like, I can get another character and still say it. It's sort of a cross between battling all these cosmic beings, trying to get home like Voyager.
Yeah.
And there's tons of drama on Ship. You've got Sif and Beta Ray Bill are a couple. They're kind of like the mom and the dad of the rest of the squabblers, right? But Monica is the leader in terms of, like, you know, the mission. Cersei is after Dr. Pym, then she's after Beta Ray Bill. She's just not quite sure which one. Then she kind of looks at Vision, doesn't know. So, you know, they got all kinds of stuff. Meanwhile, Moondragon's got her own. We don't know, Sean, if Moondragon is really on the side of the angels or not. So that was kind of why I wanted to pick her for whatever my thing was. So Cosmic Avengers, and who else to write a Cosmic Avengers but Jonathan Hickman?
Nice.
And I had originally Dan Mora down, but I guess if I had to go with somebody currently, you know what, to heck with it. I don't need to pick somebody who's current or even alive. I'm going to pick George Perez to draw.
Yeah, perfect.
There you go.
There you go. So that's my team. Bring us home, Shag.
Okay, so I love that you guys have, you know, the Cosmic Avengers and the Old West Saloon Chewing Tobacco Avengers or whatever. Guys, my book is just The Avengers, guys, because that's who these characters are, all right? So we've got Peggy Carter, Captain Carter, who is this amazing patriotic. She's the leader. Now, she's from another multiverse, because what happens is Uatu has sent her from the multiverse, because, you know, if you watch the What If cartoons, she's like the person who goes around to fix everything for him. She's seen everything go wrong across all these worlds. So Uatu has sent her to Earth 616 to assemble the perfect team to take care of the problems on 616. Because, again, they're the Avengers. They don't live in the back of a saloon. They live in the Avengers mansion, where the Avengers are supposed to live. They fly around on Quinjets. Jarvis is giving them tea. They're built like the way they're supposed to be, all right? So, again, you won characters from the multiverse because I was the sixth stupid pick. But anyway, then you get Rhodey War Machine, the technological wonder, incredible powerhouse. You got Natasha Romanoff, Black Widow, an amazing espionage fighter, one of the greatest, most iconic Avengers right there. You got Simon Williams, Wonder Man, again, another amazing powerhouse with his best buddy, the bromance right there with Hank McCoy, Beast, who's the was the brilliant brains of the operation. You've got Wong, who is not serving the tea. That's Jarvis's job. This is the mystical powerhouse, the Sorcerer Supreme Wong, the best Sorcerer Supreme. And then sort of the hero in training, Cassie Lang, stature. Again, you get all the different iconic aspects of the team. You got diversity. You've got a female-led team. It's gender balanced. You've got African-Americans. You've got Asians. You've got mutants. You got all kinds of people here. Whether you want them to fight Kang or Thanos or Ultron or Baron Zemo or the Space Phantom, I guess, they are ready to do the job the Avengers do. I don't need some crazy backstory because they're the Avengers. And it's written by Kurt Busiek with art by Carlos Pacheco.
Nice.
Putting back together the Avengers Forever creative team.
Wow. Well, that's great. So listeners, let me remind you all, go to fireandwaterpodcast.com and vote for your favorite team within the next 4 weeks to be eligible for the t-shirt drawing. We will take all the people who voted and put them in a hat and pick a name out, and I will notify that person by email or message. And I will announce it, I guess, on one of my episodes of DC Specialcast so that, you know, the rest of the people can know. Just make sure to do that within 4 weeks after the episode drops so that, you know, everybody has a chance to listen to the episode and make comments. All right. So before we go, why don't we close out? Any last thoughts you have? And then also tell all of our listeners what you are currently working on. And for anybody who's not familiar, what are your shows that you are most associated with? So, Tim, let's start with you.
Thank you. Well, first off, thank you for inviting me on to the show. I was really touched to be thought of and included here. The last draft was so much fun to listen to. And when you reached out to me, Paul, it was just great. It just made my day. I was kind of having a bad day, and it actually was a good timing for it. So I really appreciate it. And I was looking forward to talking to all you guys, chatting with you all on the Facebook chat group that was set up. It's just been a blast. Even when I've put in my glasses on and pushed them back, it's like, well, you know, actually, that's Avengers 181. And you all were very patient with me. So I really appreciate it. And it was so much fun getting ready for this show, thinking about my own character picks and everything, and getting to hear what your all picks were going to be. It's just been so much fun. People can find me on the internet, especially like Facebook, Blue Sky, and Threads as TimPrice17. And you can find my podcasting adventures on the Right On Network. I spell it WRIGHT. I spell it for you listeners because one of my kids couldn't find it because there's too many ways to spell the word right. But that's it, with a W and a GHT, where I'm the co-host on the Batgirl Cassandra Cain podcast. And my show, The Outcasters, is also there. Mm-hmm. Which is finishing its coverage of the 1980s Outsiders from Batman and the Outsiders through the Outsiders Back to series. But breaking news, I'm excited to announce right here that in early 2026, I'm going to be starting a new show which will cover the Avengers Under Siege storyline issue by issue.
Oh.
And I'm going to have some of Earth's Mightiest guest hosts to help me cover each of those issues. This show will be named, very interestingly, Outcasters Under Siege.
That's very exciting. That's awesome. You're just the guy to do it, too.
Yeah, oh, that's great. You.
And we really appreciate Tim stepping in and subbing for Chris Franklin after his unfortunate accident.
You can Google that. You don't have to figure out how to spell Franklin.
I'm just going to let that one go. Shag, why don't you let everybody know what you're working on?
Sure thing. You can find me pretty much everywhere on the Fire and Water Podcast Network. I host shows such as JSA in the 90s, which is part of the Justice Society Presents feed. I have my own show called Once Upon a Geek, where I talk about anything I want to talk about, which apparently Sean Ross didn't get enough of talking about Alpha Flight on that series, so he had to bring it into this place. Then I also host a show called Marvel Star Wars From Empire to Jedi, where I'm covering all of the comics because we didn't have a Star Wars podcast on our network, which was necessary. I'm also part of the Who's Who podcast with my buddy Rob. And by my buddy, I mean my lifelong enemy. And you can also find me quarterly on the FW Team Up, the best segments of FW Team Up, where we cover Spider-Man from Marvel Team Up. And you can find me on social media under pretty much all the different shows I do. I have a social media handle there because I have a problem.
Sean, how about you?
So thanks, Paul, for coordinating. I know this is a ton of work and we all super appreciate you doing it. And it was really well run. Ryan did a brilliant job on the JLA draft. You did a brilliant job on this. So thank you guys for doing that. You can find me, Firewater Podcast. Podcast Network. My show is Peace Bound and Down, a Wonder Woman podcast, which holds the record for the longest podcast name in the history of the universe. It is a podcast covering seminal runs of Wonder Woman, starting with the greatest run of all time, the George Perez written and drawn issues from 1987. You can find me on social media, SeanFWP, Sean42AZ. Thanks again for having us, and thanks again, Paul. I know this is a lot of work, and you did a great job hosting.
Thank you. Brett?
Yeah, well, first, I want to reiterate, Shaun of the She-Devil fighting Nazi vampires, all right? That's what I'm gonna say. You guys know what to do. So I have a show here on this very network called The Fantastic Pour, where we have a cocktail and talk about a comic book and usually go off the rails a little bit, but it's a lot of fun. A few of the people here on this podcast have been guests there so far, and there's at least one more person I should have on the show, so Tim will have to talk about that at some point.
Son of a bitch!
So you can find me there every month because none of the other guys really invite me on their shows except for Paul. So John of the She-Devil fighting Nazi vampires. I'll say it one more time.
You sold me. I'm voting for yours, Brett.
Guys, I have Nightcrawler. Come on.
Jessica Drew. Yeah, you can find me all over the network doing Cheerscast. We just started season 9. Chris Franklin and I have started doing Batman Nightcast again, which is a whole lot of fun. Paul, as well as Max Romero, and I do from time to time The Sandman Slept Here, which is our coverage of the Sandman Mystery Theater comic, which is part of the Justice Society Presents feed. At present, the plan is to release those episodes on months with a fifth Thursday, so every 2 or 3 months. I know a lot of listeners would like us to do it more often than that. I think we would too, but it just all depends on scheduling and maintaining our sanity. Because I've also got to introduce my new podcast for next year, which is I am resurrecting Give Me Those Star Wars, where I am going to start covering Marvel Comics Star Wars series from 2020, which took place right after the events of The Empire Strikes Back and led into the movie Return of the Jedi. Those issues by Charles Soule were really good, and I think somebody deserves to talk about those. Also Fire and Water Records with my brother.
We need someone to talk about Marvel Star Wars on this network. It's about damn time.
Dr. Aphra is the best thing to come out of Star Wars in 20 years.
She's really good.
You might not be wrong.
I'm not. She's amazing.
She's Indiana Jones or Laura Croft and kind of a criminal.
For me, Paul Cannon, Facebook and DC Special Cast on Blue Sky. My monthly show is DC Special Cast. Talk about Bronze Age DC Special, DC Special Series, all those kooky titled DC Comics in the 70s. Like Ryan said, we're doing The Sandman Slept Here. All right, everybody. Thank you, listeners, for tuning into this episode of FW Presents. If you enjoyed the discussion, please support this show on social media, liking the posts, you know, reposting them, all that kind of stuff. Of course, don't forget to post a comment on fireandwaterpodcast.com. Vote if you want to vote for a team to be eligible for the drawing, as we've talked about. You can always go to Apple Podcasts and leave a nice 5-star review for FW Presents for any of the shows on the Fire and Water Network. And if you really like us, considering sponsoring the Fire and Water Network on Patreon. For more information on that, please go over to patreon.com/FW Podcast. As always, thank you very much. Thanks to all our general managers tonight for making time to do all this. And thank you for listening.
Avengers Assemble.
It's a team.